This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a
hello, everybody. Once again, a very good early evening to you. Hope your Tuesday is treating you wonderfully so far. It's looking lovely outside the Brentwood Centre here at our studios in Essex. Hopefully you've had a fabulous day as well. Maybe you've finished work. Maybe you're getting ready for work. Maybe work is irrelevant to you. One of those three things could be occurring right now, in which case I'm very glad that you've decided to share the moment with us here on Phoenix FM, and in particular with me on the show that goes like this. It's the 24th of August. It's going to be a brilliant couple of hours. Don't go anywhere. You've already found us at 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com or via smart speaker. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Make them suffer as well. But we're all going to have a wonderful evening tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Don't go anywhere. And, so much to get into this next couple of hours. Regular listeners over the last few months will know Bic Lol is a huge feature of the show now. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. That will be back a little bit later than usual, at around about 7:30 tonight. But Bic Lol will feature. We've got so much more information on the Soft Drink World Cup. It's halfway through the group stage during tonight's show. Shaping up to be a corking knockout round, but we're not there yet. There's still four more groups to get through. Information on that coming up later. We will be able to squeeze in celebrity birthday news, and we will be able to squeeze in loads of tracks that fit in with the theme of the day. What is the theme of the day? You'll know I like to celebrate wacky holidays. There's a few wacky ones today, but I'm shying away from all of them except one, because I love this and I'm very, very happy to embrace it, and I'm hoping you will be as well. Did you know the 24th of August, all over the world, is International Strange Song Day? Combine a fanfare with a suspense jingle, and that celebrates strange songs, as far as I'm concerned. Now, we all know there are novelty hits that kind of, you think, you listen to them, you think, they're a bit naff, they don't really deserve to be a hit. I'm not really focusing on those too much. I'm focusing on the songs that, when you think about the subject matter, you go, really? Or you see a video for it and you go, that was crazy. Or just the song generally is a bit mad, but was a huge hit. So we're not necessarily talking about novelty things like Agadoo. And I'm trying to think of more recent. Baby Shark, you won't be hearing that tonight. Don't worry. Pen Pineapple, Apple Pen. That one, isn't it? Yeah, I think that was right. That was a bit weird, wasn't it? Although we are going South Asian for the start, for the opening track tonight. Possibly one of the biggest selling songs of all time. Certainly one of the most viewed videos on YouTube with billions of views. Utterly, utterly incredible. Quite a recent hit as well. What on earth is coming? Well, you'll be surprised to realise this was released as far back as 2012, I think. But let's open the show with a bit of Gangnam Style. That's strange.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일.
보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 아름다워 사랑스러워
오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we go, Psy's monster hit of 2012/2013, Gangnam Style, was number one absolutely everywhere. Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Czech Republic. I'm going alphabetically through this list. Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, Israel, Lebanon, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand. It's unbelievable. Norway, Poland, we're still going. Portugal, yeah. Still other countries that begin with letters later on in the alphabet. It was number one in. Russia, Slovakia, South Korea, obviously. Japan didn't like it, though. Bit of a rivalry, Japan and South Korea. 20 in Japan. Number one everywhere else. Sweden, Switzerland, US, UK. Unbelievable. It's the 17th biggest selling song of that decade in Australia. Sold 700,000 units, half a million in Canada, 750,000 in Germany, 4 million in South Korea, 1.3 million in the UK, 5 million in the US. Unbelievable. And the rapper Psy was the artist. That's P-S-Y, not Psy as in Simon. PSY as in psychic. I don't know if he is, if he could see his future success to come, but there you go. Very, very impressive. And isn't Gangnam a region in South Korea, I believe? So, yeah, hence Gangnam Style. It'd be like singing, I don't know, South London Style, something like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Gangnam Style. There we go. That's got us going, hasn't it, on this 24th of August Strange Song Spectacular show. There we go. Bit of Psy and Gangnam Style. So those are the kind of tracks to expect. Strange songs, but still good ones. Oh, yes. Good songs guaranteed on the show that goes like this. as well as the Soft Drink World Cup info, as well as BitLol, as well as celebrity birthdays. For those of you that normally tune in via the Mixcloud and get the webcam feed into the studio, I'm having a few technical issues with that at the moment, so just bear with me. I will try my very best to get that up for you. If it doesn't happen, you have got the lovely sort of test card effort to look at and enjoy. And the chat box is still open if you want to say hello on there as well, but I'll see if I can get the webcam firing very shortly. In the meantime, let's get more tracks on, more internationally strange songs, shall we? Well, here's one that's so international it features the likes of going into space. This is Babylon Zoo.
FM.
Babylon Zoo and Spaceman from back in 1996. That was number one, and was the sixth song to reach number one in the UK after being featured in an advert for Levi's jeans. There we go. Wasn't it Jazz Man, the lead singer of Babylon Zoo, I remember thinking it started off weird, got a bit faster in the middle, I liked the faster bit, and then stopped and went a bit slow and weird at the end again. But a lot of people liked it. Mid-90s in the UK reached number one. It was number one in Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Scandinavia. It's clearly big in Scandinavia. Was the third biggest selling song of the entire year in the UK. And the fifth biggest selling song in Belgium. For all you Flemish fans out there, I thought you'd enjoy that. Sold 1.15 million copies in the UK. Sold 25,000 in Belgium. Still made it to the fifth biggest selling song of the year. There you go. Interesting facts. Always happy to share them with you on the show that goes like this. So keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Loads happening. And also, remember, World Cup of Soft Drinks carrying on later. And more information on celebrity birthdays and BitLol coming up at 7:30. So really no reason to go anywhere. Keep your dial right here. It's lovely to have you listening along and tuned in. So, yeah, let's have another strange song. When you think strange song, you think... Well, you don't necessarily instantly think of this, but if someone had told you that a song with this subject matter was going to be a huge hit, then you'd probably find it quite bizarre. I certainly would. Here, with Barbie Girl, is Aqua.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a flossing girl in the fantasy world. Dress me up, make it tight, I'm your dolly.
You're my doll, rock and roll, feel the glamour and pink. Kiss me here, touch me there.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And that was Aqua and Barbie Girl, another mid-90s hit. And another one that did incredibly well all over the place, selling 200,000 copies in Australia, 200,000 in Belgium, 1.2 million in France. But we went crazy for it in the UK, 1.8 million sales, three times platinum in the UK. So, yeah, unbelievable. If someone had said, I'm going to make a cheesy pop song about Barbie, you'd have gone, well, I'm not going to listen to that. Don't be ridiculous. But you can't help but think it's quite catchy. I certainly do. And I remember going, Barbie Girl, I don't want to listen to that. Oh, it's all right. Maybe I do want to listen to it. Just slightly bizarre. But yeah, Aqua and Barbie Girl, 1996. 1997, it was around, it was big. It's on our playlist here on Phoenix FM. Whenever it's appropriate to feature in the show that goes like this, it absolutely will feature. So don't you worry about that. Okay, well, we're going to move on. We're going to keep the strange songs coming. Lovely to have your company this evening. We're coming up to 24 minutes past six on the 24th of August. And now we're going to play a song that's, I don't know really if it's a strange song, certainly not in this day and age. Its subject matter isn't all that strange, but it's just a song that caused a bit of controversy at the time. Certainly put the artist at the top of everybody's minds and brought her to the limelight. And she's gone from strength to strength ever since with some fabulous tracks. But this one caused a stir, didn't it? It's Katy Perry.
Was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the pretty controversial when it was released, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, by Katy Perry. And that sold, let me just look, I'm looking live at sales figures right now. In the US, an incredible 4.8 million sales, six times platinum. Went platinum in the UK, 700,000 sales. Sold over 500,000 in Canada, almost 500,000 in Germany. Incredibly popular, yes, and it topped the US Billboard Hot 100 chart for seven consecutive weeks, and it became the 1,000th number one song of the rock era. Apparently, it sold 4.8 million digital copies in the US alone. So, yep, you forget about Hot and Cold, California Girls, Teenage Dream, you know, Firework, Raw, whatever. I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry certainly put her on the map. So, yeah. How are you feeling about our Strange Songs project on the show that goes like this tonight? Hopefully you're enjoying it. I am still having some technical issues with the webcam, which we're seeing if we can get round at the moment, but it's making it difficult for me to look at my social media as well. But I'm going to keep the tracks coming in the meantime. Don't worry, we will still be able to squeeze in all the features, the celebrity birthdays, the Soft Drink World Cup on Twitter, which is continuing. You can get yourself on there right now at Ben Sim Radio if you want to have a look at how it's all playing out so far. And if you want to send me a message at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or if you're fortunate enough to be my actual friend and connected with me on Facebook, you can message me on my personal page as well. Go for it. Get in there. Have a go. Very, very appreciative if you do. Time for another track. Remember, we're embracing the strange tracks in tonight's show. Not those, for instance, you know, like novelty hits. You won't be hearing Crazy Frog on this show, or Baby Shark, or anything like that. Or Bob the Builders, Can We Fix It? None of those. But things that sort of made it into the mainstream charts and successful, it just feels a bit strange that they did. The likes of Barbie Girl by Aqua, you know. The likes of Babylon Zoo's Weird and Wacky Spaceman. Here's another one that I guess is a kind of a novelty hit from back in the mid-80s, I think this was. But I still enjoy it every single time I listen to it. Having just said I wasn't going to play any novelty hits, I guess this was one. But this was extremely popular and particularly appealed to one branch of sci-fi fans. So I'm always happy to play this, and I'm going to play it once again right now. If you're a Trekkie, you'll love The Firm's Star Trekkin'. No G on the end. Scott writing.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, on your Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, scrape them off, Jim.
across the universe.
I'm the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trek across the universe.
Only going forward and things are getting worse.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jed.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill, Scotty.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard
bow. You're gonna change your script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room. Warp factor 9.
I'll give it any more. She'll blow up. Stop.
Phoenix FM.
The Firm and Star Trekking, which certainly wasn't a worldwide hit, only charting notably in Australia, where it reached number 3. Belgium, featured heavily in tonight's show already, where it reached number 22. The Netherlands, it reached number 9. New Zealand, it reached number 2. And in the UK, it reached number 1. Are we the biggest Trekkies, or are we the ones that love crazy songs? But yeah, it was released 1st of June 1987 from songwriter Rory Kehoe, who was a member of an English Civil War combat reenactment society called the Sealed Knot. There we go. He'd written a series of verses about the principal characters who appear in the 60s Star Trek series, which were sung in pubs and around campfires after Sealed Knot battles to the tune of The Music Man originally. And eventually, he took it to his writing partner, John O'Connor, and they dropped the Music Man melody and came up with that. And originally, they only paid for 500 copies of the single to be produced. Ended up having to produce an awful lot more than that. It was sent to British radio stations, and Simon Bates on Radio 1, I think, promoted the song and caused it to go massively up the charts, jump from 74th to 13th, and then for 2 weeks it reached number 1 in 1987, Star Trekking. There we go. You can't argue that it's strange. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And expect to hear a lot more strange tracks throughout the evening on the show that goes like this. Shall we have another one right now? I think the Gremlins have gone, but I think you're not going to get to see video footage of me tonight, so apologies about that. We've got the lovely test card on our Mixcloud site. I still recommend going on there if you want to say hello. You can get into the chat box and come and say hello to me. If you're a member of Mixcloud, you can join in the chat and you can sign up with a Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. You know, you don't have to put in an email address and stuff like that, but you can sign in with an email address as well. Go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll find us on there and you can join in the chat. You won't be able to see me in tonight's show, but we'll get that sorted in due course. And you can message me on social media in all the other ways, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or just listen in, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, and via smart speaker. Here's another strange track, quite a lot more recently, Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. You're dead.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, whilst carrying out my exhaustive research for this show, which I do every single week on your behalf, lovely Leg End listeners, I saw another website that hadn't done exhaustive research because it was talking about Tones and I and saying it was a man and saying, Tones and I, he did this, he achieved this, he achieved this. I thought, that's poor research because my exhaustive research, which clearly is exhaustive, has revealed that Tones and I is the professional name of Australian female DJ and singer Tony with an I, Watson. That's not she has an eye, because everyone has two eyes, except for unfortunate people who've had accidents, etc. I don't know why I'm rambling about eyes. Anyway, Tony Watson, known as Tones and I, released Dance Monkey in May 2019, and it went on to be number one in the charts in over 30 different countries. The likes of Australia, her home country, Austria, Belgium. Let's go through the alphabet. Go on, let's do it again. Bulgaria, Canada. Oh, well, it's more fun to tell you the countries it wasn't number one in. Czech Republic, it was number one. Denmark, it was number one. Ecuador, it was number one. Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Iceland, Israel, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania. The Balkans liked it. Oh, yeah, it was big there. Luxembourg, Malaysia, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal. This is just going through the alphabet, saying countries. Romania, Singapore, Slovakia, Slovenia. It's done both of them, the Vakians and the Venians. Sweden, Switzerland, the UK, of course, Ukraine as well. Sadly, only number four on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US. I said it was more fun to think about where it wasn't number one. Brazil, 32. Not so keen there. Oh, no. Canada, 15. Dominican Republic, only 19th. It's a shame, isn't it? Honduras, only 13. I'm getting the fact that the Caribbean sort of area, not so keen on Tones and I. And Japan, oh no, 47 in Japan. What was going on there? Craziness. 4 million copies sold in the US, 3 million in the UK. But is that right? That can't be right. 100 million in South Korea? I think there's a typo there, clearly. Oh, I think that's streaming figures. Okay. I was concerned. It's got 30 million for Japan, and it didn't even get higher than 47 in the charts. Something's wrong on this. My exhaustive research has suddenly been thrown into question. I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting everything. It's all gone violently wrong here because of someone's typo on the internet. Basically, it sold a lot of copies. It achieved lots of awards. Get this as well. Upon reaching its 10th week at the top of the Australian singles chart, it broke the record for the most weeks on the Australian charts by an Australian artist at number one. There we go. Incredible. During its 16th week at number one, it broke the record for the most weeks at number one in Australia's chart history. Incredible. Which was previously held by Ed Sheeran's Shape of You only 2 years before. It also holds the record for the longest time at number one across Australian singles charts, with a total of 21 consecutive weeks from August to December 2019. Tones and I, Dance Monkey. It's a little bit strange. Now, I'm going to play you a song that I remember hearing for the first time in the 90s, and if someone had said to you, this song is going to be a hit, and told you the name of the song, you'd go, okay. And then when you hear the name of the band, you think, oh, well, maybe it's about something wacky, something weird. We've actually listened to the lyrics of the song. They're very, very bizarre. Listen to the story of the song. If you know what's coming when I tell you that it's by the Crash Test Dummies, you'll probably know why I find this a bit strange. But any song called surely is going to struggle to do well. This one made it into the charts in the UK, though. It featured on a Now album as well, so it must have done relatively successfully commercially. We'll find that out in due course. I'm going to do my best impression of it now, because remember, it's got a guy with quite a deep voice, and it starts,
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't go to school.
So just listen to the lyrics, enjoy the story, and agree with me that it's strange. Here's by the Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this kid.
Good impression, right?
Got into an accident and couldn't come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. This girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it, it always just been there. This boy whose parents made him come directly home right after school, and when they went to their church, they shook and lurched all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just gone there.
Phoenix FM.
The Very Bizarre by the Crash Test Dummies. I feel like I did quite a good impression.
Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room.
I could have done a tribute act to the Crash Test Dummies, couldn't I? There's just not much call for it these days. 1993, that was released. I'm not doing it again. It's kind of weirdly addictive doing an impression of the Crash Test Dummies if you can do it. I want to do it again.
Once there was this kid who...
I'm not playing the track, that's me. Right. I'll stop now. But yeah, so 1993, that was released, and with it being such a bizarre song, you may be surprised to hear it was number one in Australia, Belgium again, Denmark, Germany, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, and the US Alternative Airplay chart. So not really the Billboard, is it? Not the Hot 100 or whatever. Reached number 6 on the main charts in the US. Reached number 2 in the UK. Wowzers. Didn't realise it was quite that high. This is a bit unbelievable. When you think of all the songs that were released in that year, in 1994, it was the 48th biggest selling song of the year in the UK. In Iceland, it was the 4th biggest selling song of the year. That's the best it did yearly. But, yeah. And apparently, those lyrics about kids having horrible experiences were based on the childhood of singer Brad Roberts. He had a few serious car crashes as a child, and he does have a birthmark on his back as well, which made him the target of bullies. And he knew a girl who went to a Pentecostal church where members were known to speak in tongues. So, yeah, very, very bizarre song, inspired by some bizarre experiences when he was a child and did relatively well. Although, retrospectively, it's not done so well. It's frequently been included on lists of bad songs. It was number 15 on VH1's 50 Most Awesomely Bad Songs Ever. It was named by Rolling Stone as the 15th most annoying song and ranked at number 31 on a list of the 50 worst songs ever on the website Blender. The Huffington Post Canada ranked it at number 29 on a list of the 50 worst Canadian songs ever. So, yeah, in hindsight, people don't like it. I still don't mind it. I'd call it a good song, mainly because I can do that impression of it. Yeah, it's probably the only great singing impression I can do. Right, let's move on. Let's move on to another strange track. Perhaps we'll squeeze in some celebrity birthdays at some point in the not-too-distant future. And we'll keep you enjoying the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. Don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Don't open a new tab with some kind of sound playing on it. Oh, no. If you go to a new tab, make sure it's to a website that doesn't activate any kind of sound file. Keep the sound coming out of this one, and you'll be glad that you did. Here, featuring Vic Reeves, it's The Wonder Stuff.
I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning.
Phoenix FM.
That was Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff with Dizzy. Their cover of the song, originally recorded by Tommy Rowe, became an international hit in 1969. And Tommy Rowe's version got to number 2 in Australia, number 1 in Canada, number 2 in Ireland, number 4 in Norway, number 1 in the UK, number 1 in the US. And that version is number... All right, it's nowhere, but think about it for a minute. Number 427 in the all-time US chart. I don't know if that seems high or what. I don't really know. I can't quantify it, really. It doesn't have any kind of meaning to me. The Vic Reeves and Wonder Stuff version was released on my 14th birthday. What a wonderful present that wouldn't have been for me to receive. I like the song, but I wouldn't have wanted the single of that as a birthday present. 91, probably CD singles were rife. Early 90s, weren't they? Maybe even still vinyl singles at the time. I think the first record I ever bought was a vinyl single. It was Kylie Minogue's Got To Be Certain. Maybe that was bought for me. I remember buying World in Motion, New Order. That was 1990 for the World Cup, wasn't it? So maybe on vinyl as well. But good song, but I didn't want it in my collection. I enjoy listening to it now. I'm just rambling and chatting about songs and memories and thinking about when I was 14. It's very bizarre for me this evening. Hope you're having a lovely time out there. Thanks for sharing it with me. Sorry you can't see me on the webcam. That will be rectified in due course. Probably not tonight, though. What can I tell you about the Vic Reeves and Wonder Stuff version? Well, like we all know, released on my 14th birthday. And got to number 3 in Australia, only number 14 in Austria, number 2 in Ireland, only number 28 in New Zealand, but number 1 in the UK. So the Tommy Rowe original reached number 1 in the UK, the Vic Reeves cover also reached number 1 in the UK. The UK loves Dizzy. There we go, selling over 200,000 copies, been certified silver. Here in the UK, there we go, fabulous. Well, how are we coming up to an hour through the show already? So much to squeeze in, so many more weird and wacky, strange tracks that are still good. And we haven't done celebrity birthdays. We've still got BitClol coming up at the slightly later time of 7:30. And that may mean I'll bring forward information about the Soft Drink World Cup after 7 o'clock. Excitement, the show that goes like this. Those two things go together. Let's have another track, another strange track. Well, it's one that you kind of go, it will make you smile when it starts, I reckon. Here it comes. I'm not even going to introduce it. Let's just see if that happens. It'll make you smile when it starts. Now, be honest. You can't start by smiling. No, because that's cheating. You have to start with a blank expression. Get your blank expressions ready right now. There they are. Those are blank. Well done. Does this make you smile?
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
Maybe at least a smirk. No guffaws? A chortle, maybe.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, no way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my
stood on the catwalk. My little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat, too sexy for my cat, for pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. And I'm song.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There we go, the classic I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred featuring Richard Fairbrass. And when was that released? 1991, wasn't it? Holds a bizarre accolade. It's the song that's featured at number two for the longest in the UK without making it to number one. 6 consecutive weeks at number two, all because of darned Bryan Adams and Everything I Do It For You. Everything I do it for you. I can't do the gravelly voice. I'm no crash test dummies at Bryan Adams, am I? There's a sentence that sounds bizarre if you don't have the context. Yeah, I can't quite do Bryan Adams justice, but that was hugely successful for Right Said Fred, 1991, number one in Australia, Austria, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, US and UK, only number two. What a shame. But yeah, and was very, very popular wherever it went. I said it would make you smile, did it? Are you still smiling? Are you over it now? Okay, let's not deal with it anymore. Right Said Fred has happened. I'm Too Sexy has happened. It's all over. Wasn't it Taylor Swift did that song, Ooh, Look What You Made Me Do, and had to pay some of the, I don't know if she did a percentage or how it worked, or a lump sum, but had to give some of it to Right Said Fred, or credit Right Said Fred, because her song goes, Ooh, Look What You Made Me Do. And I didn't think it's that similar, really, but she didn't want to risk any kind of plagiarism lawsuits or anything like that, and gave some money to Right Said Fred. Interesting. Right, let's have another track. Then I promise you we will get the Soft Drink World Cup info for this week. Here's another strange track. I remember seeing them introduce this on Top of the Pops and go, here's a song that was first released in the 1920s. And they couldn't believe it had been remade in the 90s. But it was, and it did pretty well. Here is Björk.
Oh, so still. To die till it's over, and then shh, it's nice and quiet, but soon again starts another big riot. Thank you.
And that was It's Oh So Quiet by Bjork. I got a little bit overexcited and went a little bit too far back saying someone on Top of the Pops in the 90s said it was originally from the 20s. It was originally by Betty Hutton and released in 1951. And it's a cover of a German song, Und jetzt ist es still. Don't know if I've done that justice, I hope so. Performed by Horst Winter in 1948, with music written by Austrian composer Hans Lang and German lyrics by Eric Meder. There we go. There was also a French title, Tu es tranquille. I think I've done that justice. Reasonable French accent. Performed in 1949 by Ginette Garcin and the Jacques Ellin Orchestra. So, okay, it was quite far back, late 40s, early 50s. Not 20s, though. But Bjork's version was released in... Let me just get this right before I impart the information to you. 1995, November the 13th, 1995. Not exactly critically acclaimed everywhere. Number one in Iceland. I wonder how that happened. Yes. They weren't so keen in the frozen Isle of Asters, but they liked it in Iceland. Number six in Australia. Number four in the UK, and it sold over 400,000 copies here. It's been certified gold, not platinum. Bjork will be cursing her luck that it's only gold. But there we go. Okay, well, I did say I would share some information about the Soft Drink World Cup, and I think that time has come. Okay, well, it's in full flow now. We're veritably halfway through the group stage of the Soft Drink World Cup. I'm getting excited about it, and I've got to tell you, through some very bizarre voting, we've got very even numbers in Group D, but quite a few votes came in, and it's just ended up like this. Remember, the top two from each group progress, and thanks to your votes, Group D, it did include Ribena, Vimto, Tango and 7-Up. And the ones that are progressing are Ribena and 7-Up. Ribena had 40% of the vote, 7-Up 30% of the vote, Vimto just 10% and Tango 20% of the vote. So Ribena and 7-Up go through to the knockout stages to join Coca-Cola and Lilt, Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda and Appetizer and Fanta. So yes, quite literally all happening in the Soft Drink World Cup. And when I say all happening, that's because the second half of the group stage is already underway. Yes, Group E has begun. Please contain your excitement just a little bit. Group E has begun, and Group E contains the following. Lucozade, brackets, original. There are so many Lucozade derivatives now, it's ridiculous. Apple Lucozade, cherry Lucozade, passion fruit Lucozade sport, Lucozade without as much Lucozade in it, I don't know. But this is your classic orange-looking fizzy energy drink Lucozade, which contains glucose. So, yes, Lucozade brackets original. Monster energy drinks. I know there's a few different flavours, but we're just saying Monster energy drinks. J2O, again, multiple flavours, but J2O. And then the specific Rubicon Mango. Surely the most popular Rubicon. There we go. Lucozade, Monster, J2O, Rubicon Mango. Just a few votes come in so far. Lucozade and J2O have all the votes so far. They're splitting them. Monster and Rubicon yet to score. If you want to vote on the Soft Drink World Cup, you've got to be on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio, you will find the poll there, or you can follow the hashtag Soft Drink World Cup and get all that information. So get yourself on Twitter, do us a favour and retweet it as well. I'd love to get loads and loads of votes. We have had quite a few for the group stages so far. It'd be brilliant to get even more. Who will be victorious in Group E? The results will be revealed in next week's show. The poll lasts for a week, so you've got a whole week to get your friends to vote for your favourite drink as well. Lucozade Monster, J2O and Rubicon Mango. Only two can progress. It's over to you to get those votes in. Right, well, excitedly, BitLol is drawing ever nearer. We're around about 17 minutes away from BitLol, all being well. And before that, quite a few more strange tracks to squeeze in. So let's do it. Let's start with one that, when you think any song featuring the words Vegemite sandwich would make it into the charts, you'd be mistaken. You wouldn't be mistaken. Not with this one. This is Down Under.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? I'm back from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Men at Work's Down Under, a classic track we all associate with Australia. Men at Work are from Australia. Has a bit of a saga, really, with how it came to prominence. It was originally released in 1980 as the B-side to Men at Work's first local single titled Key Punch Operator, before the band signed with Columbia Records. And the earlier version of Down Under has a different tempo and arrangement, but the most well-known version was then released on Columbia Records in 1981. And it went to be number one in Australia by December 1981, topped the New Zealand charts in February in 1982, topped the Canadian charts in October 1982. So that took a while to get over there, didn't it? And then in the US, by November, it debuted in the US charts, reached number one in January 83. And then in February 83, it was number one over here in the UK. Also number one in Denmark, Ireland, Italy, Switzerland, and a top 10 hit in many countries. But they made that last a while, didn't they? The first slightly slower version of it coming out in 1980. They signed with Columbia Records, brought it out in this sort of autumn of 81, and then it took it a couple of years to reach sort of full prominence. There we go. Men at Work, Down Under, regarded as a patriotic song in Australia. It's still popular to this day and often played at sporting events. I just can't believe there's a mainstream hit in many countries which features the line, "She gave me a Vegemite sandwich." You know, not that it's not acceptable to have a Vegemite sandwich. I've never been to Australia and don't really know the difference between Vegemite and Marmite. But, you know, that's for me to always wonder about. We're about 11 minutes away from BicLol. Before that, though, as promised, I'm going to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. Please, please calm down ever so slightly. It's the 24th of August. Who is celebrating today? Harry Potter actor Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley, is 33 today. That makes you feel old, doesn't it? Legendary actor, author and presenter Stephen Fry is 64 today. TOWIE's Lucy Mecklenburgh is 30 today. Model Lady Amelia Windsor is 26 today. Jared Harris from The Crown is 60 today. Rapper King Krule is 27. And Spooks actress Ruta Gedmintas is 38. If it's your birthday today, very many happy returns from all of us at the show that goes like this. That was your weekly dose of celebrity birthdays. A few more votes have trickled in for the Soft Drink World Cup. Thank you very much for that. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter only. That all-important Group E poll. It's live now. It's live for 7 days. Get yourself on there. Cast your vote. Make it count. Go on. Just do it. Well, hopefully the approach to BicLol is getting everyone excited. Will we get that audience spike as previous BicLol entrants tune in to find out how their position in the league table will be affected? Will we get someone today rising to the top? Or will we get someone like a damp squib sinking to the bottom of the league? Or will they get mid-table respectability? Who knows? Remember, in the Phoenix mini-league, we've only had two fellow Phoenix FM presenters take part in BicLol. Stuart Pink still at number one, Michelle Ward at number two. And there's people knocking on the studio door every time I'm in here. Other Phoenix FM presenters saying, please, can I take part in BicLol? I keep sending them away, but I may embrace them very, very soon. Here's another song that when you hear the title of it, you're like, really? That was a hit? Just a bit harsh. This is Meredith Brooks, Bitch. I'm allowed to say it because it's the title of the song. Honest Governor. I've never met Meredith. She's very probably a lovely woman. I was not saying anything about her.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath. innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. Must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help. I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Meredith Brooks. I'm almost loath to say the title again, but I'm going to. I'm going to say it harshly. So if anyone tunes their radio in right now, they're going to think, what the heck is going on? Bitch. I'm off on one today, sorry, but enjoying it. If you just tuned in, don't worry. I am talking about the song, the Meredith Brooks song that was released in the summer of 1997, co-written by her and Shelley Pelkin. And it was all about Shelley Pelkin's frustration at her music career, apparently, that was stalling at the time. But did pretty well. Got to number two on the US charts and stayed there for 4 weeks. Did well in Canada. Got the highest it got in the UK was number six, I believe. Stayed in the top 10 for 4 weeks. It was a big hit in Australia and New Zealand. And the year-end chart, 16th biggest selling song in Australia. So, yeah, there you go. Reached, well, hang on, it says it was a big hit in New Zealand, and then it says it reached number four in the New Zealand charts. Okay, big hit? All right. 70,000 copies sold in Australia. Big hit. Come on, something's not right.
I'm again questioning my own exhaustive research. 400,000 copies in the UK, certified gold. 1.1 million in the US. There we go. Not platinum in either of those places, but still successful. Still many people will have heard of it. Now, I feel duty bound to introduce the next song. It's just ludicrous. The actual premise of this song is absolutely ludicrous when you analyse it. And hopefully if the BitClaw competitor is ready while this song is on, I will try and contact them. If they're not ready, we may have to wait for an extra song after this one. But if I can introduce this and just explain my frustration with it first, then I think we'll be fine. Here's a song coming up by a rapper/singer who was another one that came to prominence when their song featured in a Levi's advert. And it's not going to be that song we're playing. And that the song that featured in the Levi's advert is "Shikan Me Mr. Bombastic, Tell Me Fantastic." I'm all about the singing impressions today. And I think that was somewhere in between. You know, Crash Test Dummies, brilliant. Bryan Adams, slightly lacking. Shaggy, passable. "She called me Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me none me, but she says I'm Mr. Rowe." Yeah, I think I could... No, I'm not going to do a Shaggy tribute act. That would be all kinds of wrong. Also because you would have to play this song if you were going to do a Shaggy tribute act, which is basically saying, if you get caught in flagrante with another woman whilst cheating on a partner, and your partner is very, very upset about it and has a massive, massive go at you, which you would be totally due, just say it wasn't you. Now, it's all well and good in a song to go, yeah, just say it wasn't you, it wasn't me. "She even saw me on the counter." Yeah, I'm not going to do it all, but... just think about it for a minute, the repercussions. "I can't believe you've done that to me, darling. Our relationship is over." No. Hang on, it isn't, because that wasn't me. It was, I walked in on you, you're in the same room. Now, Shaggy doesn't go into details. This day and age, with technology as it is, you could say someone had cloned me. Go all sci-fi on it. Or say there was a complex system of mirrors set up. And it just wasn't me. I was just doing press-ups in the garage. And it just looked strange. I've always found it utterly, utterly ridiculous. You're cheating on me. I walked in on you. I saw the act happening. No, darling. It wasn't me. Here's Shaggy.
"Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me."
"You made her catch you?"
"I don't know how I let this happen."
"But who?"
"The girl next door, you know."
"Nah.
I don't know what to do."
"Say it wasn't you."
"All right. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both clock-making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
And the woman access to your villa. Just for son of weakness, all of your queen or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation, don't you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, when we were both up making love on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from it. She was
was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
But she knows that she really not a right vivex. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. As somebody else in favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick by your hands, go off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture is when we were both club-making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. But I say, honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with a girl next door. Picture is when we were both cupcaking love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Phoenix FM.
That was Shaggy, and excitingly for everyone, it's now time for this.
Not true. That's impossible.
And I'm very excited to say tonight's Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends competitor is the utterly wonderful Louise Henry.
Yay!
Hello!
Hi, Ben.
How the heck are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good, thanks. I'm excited to finally get you to take part in this quiz because I have tried before. You haven't been available, but you're available this evening, which is very, very brilliant of you.
Yes, I am.
I should point out to the listeners, we first worked... God, this is a long time now. This is frightening. We first worked together 11 years ago.
I know.
In a summer show in Norfolk. And had a wonderful time and have stayed friends ever since. You've been on a podcast I did with a man who could only be described as an idiot, Mr. Nick Murphy. You came and guested on that. And, yeah, we've been in touch ever since. And we were just saying off air how exciting it is. You've got a rather important event coming up pretty soon.
Well, yes, hopefully. Third time lucky in terms of date change, not a third attempt at getting married to someone different. But, hopefully I will be getting married in a month today.
Hey, so. Congratulations. Fantastic.
Thank you.
So was it you were literally supposed to do it when you were originally going to do it a year ago, and then that must have been right in the middle of terrible restrictions?
Yeah, it was supposed to be last October. Then we changed it to May, and we literally missed a kind of 30-person deadline by a week.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's, month today, September. So.
Well, fingers crossed for everything, and we can finally meet up after all this time, and it'll be wonderful to see you.
Yes.
Now, let me ask, have you got any idea what you've let yourself in for with this?
No. I feel like you tricked me into it a little bit. You're like, oh, you're free for a phone call. I thought, oh, yeah, it'd be lovely to catch up. Oh, no, I'll be putting you on the radio.
That's what I do to everyone. I say, oh, can we have a chat on Tuesday evening? I go, you're doing a radio live quiz, unlucky.
I will point out, for the listeners' benefit once again, and for yours, to remind you, there are three questions. It's basically a guessing quiz, so there's very little skill involved. The first question has the highest margin of error. The answer is somewhere between 0 and 10,000. Mm-hmm. The second question, slightly smaller margin of error. The answer will be somewhere between 0 and 1,000. And the third question, much higher chance of getting a correct answer. The answer is just between 1 and 20. So,
right.
That's all I'm going to say. Are you feeling ready for it? Are you vaguely excited about
it? Yes, I'm ready to beat Nick.
Now, I did tell you he's at the top of the leaderboard. You're going to need a very impressive score to beat. Are you going to be sort of crestfallen if you don't? That's what's worrying me.
I'll try not to be, but I can't make any promises.
Right, I will. I'll hopefully be celebrating with you very shortly, but we'll have to see what happens. I should warn you as well. I've got a slightly tense jingle that I play during the quiz, just to ramp up the excitement as well.
Oh so. God!
Right, shall we just do it and get it over with, and then we can analyse everything that's happened? Right, here we go. Then let me. Here comes the jingle, and then you'll get the questions. So this is Bic Lol with Louise Henry. Okay, Louise.
Oh.
Question one.
Hi.
We worked together in the summer show Seaside Special in Cromer in 2010. Yeah. According to the census, which took place in 2011, what was the population of Cromer at that time? The population of Cromer, all you know is it's somewhere between 1 and 10,000.
8,995.
Ooh, 8,995. Okay. Question two. I now know that since your dancing career has, well, not ended, but after your dancing career, you've moved into property management.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, have you got any idea what the average monthly rental cost for private renters in the UK is?
Oh,
average monthly cost, all you know is it's between £0 and £1,000.
£950.
I like that you're very sort of, you're very certain with your answers. It's good, isn't it? No sort of messing about, just straight in there. Right.
Very expensive to rent properties, so it's got to be up there.
Yeah, okay. Right, question three. In 1984, the band The Human League released a single called Louise. It was covered by Robbie Williams, but I'm talking about the Human League version from 1984. What was its highest chart position in the UK? It wasn't a massive hit for The Human League, but it's somewhere between 1 and 20. What was its highest chart position?
17.
Very quick. 17, okay. Well, I'm delighted to tell you, for you, Louise, now, Bic Lol, Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends, is over.
Oh.
So, how do you feel now it's happened?
Relieved.
Are you happy with your answers?
Well,
you can't
yeah.
change them, so you've got to be.
Well, really. Yeah. I just went with what first came to my mind.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. I've got to do a little bit of maths to work out exactly how well you've done.
Okay.
And it's always this point where I struggle to speak because I'm also typing it on a calculator. But anyway. And what's that? I've got to just add these up now. Oh. Okay. Oh, right. I've got your final score.
Ooh.
Right. So let's analyse each answer. Question one, what was the population of Cromer in 2010, according to the 2011 census? You said 8,995. Correct answer was 7,683.
Oh.
So 1,312 out, which is...
All those tourists tricked me.
Well, we added to the population by quite a bit, the cast of the show, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go. Question two, the average monthly rental cost for private renters in the UK, you said 950. It's actually a little bit less, £868.
Okay, okay.
So 82 out there. And then the highest chart position, question three, of the Human League single Louise from 1984, you said 17. It actually reached 13 on the charts. But do you know what? You've done very well. I've got the current league table up in front of me. You are the 20th person to do this quiz, and you're in 8th place.
Oh.
So, you know, and also you are now the second highest female scorer on the leaderboard as well.
Okay, I'll take that.
There's quite a lot of accolades coming your way. Unfortunately, you haven't knocked Nick Murphy off the top of the league, which is a shame. I know everybody aspires to that.
Yes, indeed. But I will take 8th place. I will be gracious.
Okay, that's fabulous. Yeah. You've always been very gracious. I feel I should share with the listeners that wonderful story from our summer show where you always had to come on stage and bring me a jacket. We had a joke about a beautiful person bringing you your clothes, and then a monster came on and gave my dad his jacket, and you gave me mine. But for something that happened later, I had to have a fake gun in my jacket. One time, you brought me the wrong jacket, which didn't have the gun in it.
In my defence, someone hung their jacket next to your jacket, the one that I have to bring on stage, and it was actually someone that was probably a good foot taller than you. It was like the longest sleeve.
I do remember thinking, my arms have shrunk, what's going on?
Yeah, that was a bit of a fail.
We had a lot of laughs that season, though. It was a fun season. I remember a fancy dress party where, didn't you go as someone bald or something? Didn't you go as Britney Spears?
Which was a bit shameful now, but I came as bald Britney Spears. Yes, I did.
She'd just had a sort of meltdown, hadn't she? Been photographed in the papers having shaved her head.
Very unkind, but
I'm sure she would have appreciated it at the time. Yeah. Just sort of keeping a message going round the British Isles, you know. So there's no harm in it. It was just harmless fun. I think at that same party, someone was dressed as a banana. Someone was dressed as a burger.
Yes, I was going to say, I definitely remember a burger, but you, weren't you Batman? But instead of being the traditional Batman, you just had lots of bats strapped to you.
Not the flying creature bats. Yeah, the bats like sporting bats, cricket bats, baseball bats, etc. Yeah. So I'd have been all right if anyone tried to attack me that evening.
As you walked home.
Oh, that was a hilarious evening. Yeah, marvellous. Well, unfortunately, I could talk to you all evening, but I've got to carry on with the remainder of my radio show.
Got to get back to work.
Thanks. I should let you know, there's no tangible prize for taking part in the quiz, but if you want to, you can introduce the next track on the airwaves.
Ooh, is that okay.
So that is going to be Shakira and She-Wolf. But
a tongue twister. You know, I find it hard to say words.
The woman who thinks her own surname is difficult to say when it's Henry. Ah, oh, brilliant. I won't bother explaining.
I get a new surname soon, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you're going to be Mrs. Bailey, aren't you?
Yes.
Is that easier for you to say?
Yeah. Yes, I can cope with that one.
Excellent. Right, it's Shakira and She-Wolf. Do your best. I'm going to say bye and thank you so much for taking part, and then I'll tell you when to introduce the song, all right?
Okay, all right then.
You've been a legend, as ever. It's been brilliant to have you on the quiz. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Ben.
I look forward to catching up at your wedding.
Yes, see you soon.
Okay, well, over to the lovely Louise Henry to introduce the next track.
Okay, the next song is Shakira with She-Wolf.
I've been devoting my myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. Starting to feel just a little abused like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet. I'm her student. To look at the single man, I got on me a special radar. On the fire department hotline, in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little divas or rich city guys, I just want to enjoy. But having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of the boy.
Here's a she-wolf in the closet.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shakira's She-Wolf, introduced by the very lovely Louise Henry, our BitLol competitor for this evening, who's achieved a very respectable 8th place overall, 2nd place from female entrants. So she's certainly not disgraced herself. She did very well indeed. She wanted to knock Nick Murphy off the top of the leaderboard. It hasn't happened. And I can report to regular listeners, we did get the BitLol spike as well, around about a 20% increase in online listeners while that quiz was taking part, because previous competitors want to find out if their score gets beaten. That's what I believe, anyway. It's a cultural phenomenon that I haven't quite understood as of yet. And then why did I play Shakira's She-Wolf then as an example of a strange song? Well, it's a bit bizarre, isn't it? You know, I'm going to sing about a wolf, but a particularly female wolf. And for those of you that like music videos and are of a masculine denomination and of a straight kind of persuasion, you probably enjoy it. That's all I'm going to say. You know, people can enjoy lots of different things of lots of different persuasions. But for red-blooded males out there, Shakira's She-Wolf video is worth a look. That's all I'd say. Moving swiftly on and digging myself out of a hole as best I can tell you some facts about Shakira's She-Wolf, how it did commercially. Only number 18 in Australia, but number 3 in Austria. Let me pick out the higher ones, because it only got to number 1. Oh, Latin America, there we go, Mexico. US Latin songs, yeah, that's not surprising, is it? Number 2 in Ireland, number 2 in Germany, number 8 in Croatia. Where was it not popular? Japan has some weird things in their charts, you know, that do brilliantly all over the place. And what was it? Gangnam Style was only number 56 in Japan. Shakira's She-Wolf has kind of reached top 10 status in many countries all over the world. In Japan, 174. What on earth was going on there? They veritably hated it. Over 400,000 sales in the UK, 1.8 million in the US. Big track, very popular, slightly strange, so it fits into the theme of tonight's show. Here's another controversial track when you realise what they're probably singing about, and ought not to be celebrated, I guess. But anyway, I'm going to play it. It's The Shaman with Ebenezer Good.
Naughty, naughty, very naughty.
by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe by the place like no other man could. He should find, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. But very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun, a something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Ezer. He's punching in the corner laughing by the base bin. Has anyone got any beers? Lovely. Leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and as if by design, the body ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He drives you to your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on old geezer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Pudgenella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The pipe starts rocking, the people get excited, it's time to shout, lad.
Is it good? Is it good? Is it good? Is it good? Is it good?
Phoenix FM.
That was the Shamans' 1992 end of summer hit, Ebenezer Good. Was banned by the BBC initially due to its perceived endorsement of recreational drug use. And it's been claimed the single was eventually withdrawn after the band were hounded by the British press. Although, according to the Shaman themselves, it was deleted while at number one due to its long chart, in quotes, long chart run, in quotes, messing up their release schedule. There we go. Deleted while at number one. That doesn't happen very often. Wasn't it Wet, 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 Love Is All Around? That happened with as well. So they didn't beat the record because they didn't want that song to beat the record. I don't know. I vaguely remember something like that happening. But yeah, Ebenezer Good, number one in Ireland, UK and Israel. There we go. Let's move on because we've got to sum up the entire show and then explain why I'm choosing the particular song to play us out. Well, it's been another marvellous couple of hours with you tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for being here and sharing in it. I only dealt with the fact that the 24th of August is International Strange Song Day. There were so many others that I could have gone to but didn't. Can Opener Day, apparently, today. It's Shooting Star Day as well. The Perseids are visible around about now, are they? It's Vesuvius Day as well. All these things I haven't got time to talk about. It's Weather Complaint Day. If you want to complain about the weather, today's the day to do it. Bizarrely, I don't know why this exists, it's National Knife Day today. So that's good. But rather excitingly, it's National Waffle Day. Maybe use a knife to cut your waffle or to butter it and then everything will be marvellous. Right, I've got to explain the final track. Yes, it's strange. And also, straight after the news at 8, don't go anywhere, because Rob Harvey's up with Synth City. He's in the studio right now. And I don't know if he knows about the song we're about to talk about. It's very weird to have a band release a song that is also the same name as the band. So to play us out, it's Dupe with Dupe. What were they thinking? See you next week.